Welcome to the Inspired for Action podcast. I'm Amanda Genther, and I'm here to share inspiring stories of online entrepreneurs who are killing it in their business and having fun at the same time. I want to prove that there's no one right way to market your business and sell your offers online. There's only the way that feels good for you and that works for your audience. I'll be getting down and dirty with my fellow online entrepreneurs to share step-by-step stories on how they created, launched, and sold their offers online. It's time to step out of fear and into action.
All right. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Inspired for Action podcast. Today, I have a special guest. Louisa Joe is here with me. Let me just tell you a little bit about Louisa first, and then I'll have her introduce herself. And we are going to dive straight into this amazing content. So Louisa Joe is the creator of the Employee to Entrepreneur System, which teaches people how to leave their day job and start their own six-figure plus business working for themselves. She's helped thousands of students launch their own businesses that generate anywhere from $30,000 to $100,000 in less than a year. Amazing. And her advice has been featured in numerous online and print publications, including Forbes, Inc., Entrepreneur, Success Magazine, and more. Louisa, welcome to the Inspired for Action podcast. Thank you so much for being here.
Oh my gosh, thank you so much for having me here.
I'm pumped. So what we're going to be talking about today is how to leverage live streams to scale your business quickly. So before we dive into this content, can you go ahead and I read them like your little formal bio, but can you break it down in a more casual way and just tell the listeners like who you are and what you do?
Absolutely. So who I've been a lot of things. So I have been a space station engineer. I've worked in tech, financial services, digital advertising. And what I did about 6 years ago was I took my skills at my last job and built a consulting business doing that. I used that to replace my income in a few months. And after I did that, people start asking me, hey, how are you able to build a business while you were in a job? How are you able to replace your income? And so I started helping people with what I had done. And gradually it became the business I am in now and have been for about 5+ years, helping people take their skills, build a coaching and or course business and go from employee to entrepreneur. I mean, the reason we're here talking about live streams is because that has made such a massive difference in my business from the very beginning. I mean, the live streams weren't around maybe 6-7 years ago, or they weren't as huge of a thing. But as soon as they started being around, especially with Periscope, I mean, that's when my business really started seeing a lot of growth, because for the first time, I was able to show up in a completely different way.
I love that so much. And for those of you, like for everyone who's listening and they're like live streams, like what technically is that? What are we talking about here? Yes. Are we talking about a specific platform, or when we're going to be talking about live streams, what are you talking about?
Yeah, so what we're going to be talking about applies to any platform. I've done Periscope, I've done Facebook, I've done Instagram. I do prefer Facebook live streams, and that's what I've done for the majority of my business. But like we said, everything that we're going to be talking about can apply to really any sort of, basically anything where you are streaming, you are talking live in person, and it's not pre-edited. You're just, what you see is what you get with your audience.
I love that. So when you and I were chatting before we actually got on this interview, you had told me that you were able to scale your current business to $1.1 million in sales in its first 11 months by connecting via live streams. Now that's like super impressive, but let's break that down. Like, how did you even get started with doing live streams? How did you discover that this was like the tactic to grow your business? What did that look like for you?
So it was kind of, I don't want to say a lucky accident, but definitely I had no idea how powerful live streams could be when I first started. I was just in experimentation mode. I saw, hey, here's this cool new thing. It's Periscope. It looks like it's getting really hot right now. So let me try it out. And what happened was I would just get on and talk about stuff. And this happens when you talk, it's a lot easier to convey who you are and what you know than in writing, especially when you're starting out and maybe you write in a different way than you talk, because we've been trained to speak kind of like corporate robots a little bit. And so with that, what I started seeing was, even though I didn't have a big audience, when I started out, there was like nobody almost watching my Periscopes. But then just a few weeks in, I had people start reaching out to me and saying, hey, I saw your Periscope and I knew I had to hire you. And that's when I thought, whoa. So they just saw one or two of my live streams and they just knew. It didn't even have anything to do with like my website, my copywriting, my marketing, anything, just that. And so I thought, okay, let me double down on this. So that was how I got started.
I love that. So when you discovered, okay, this is actually working, what kind of strategy did you like put into place as far as, was there like a consistency? Did you do a live stream every single week, every single month? Like, what was the strategy that you put into place to actually like implement these live streams into your business?
Yeah. So I am very much a numbers person. It was just, hey, 3 live streams a week. So it could be any day of the week, as long as I did 3 a week. That was my goal.
And why was 3 a week your goal?
Because to be honest, I wanted to do one every day, but it just felt like too much work. 2 felt like too few. And so I said, all right, you know what? Because the main thing is live streams, especially when you're starting out, it's hard to get on them. It can feel really scary. I remember being so nervous for my first few weeks of live streams. And so I thought, okay, what's a number that I can commit to so that in a week I'm not going to be burned out and disappearing from my live streams? And for me, that number was 3. And nowadays I do actually, looking back, it was a really good choice. It's a really good balance between showing up consistently, but maybe not having to do it so much that you can't maintain that momentum.
I love that. So choose the number and the, like the consistent, I think being consistent is key, right? Because then people yes. know I can expect you to show up this time, every single week, every single month, whatever it may be, but like be consistent is number one, but then choose a frequency that is realistic for you. Because I mean, it's the same thing when it comes to blogging, posting on Instagram, sending an email to your email list. The only frequency that matters is like what you can actually keep up with. Because if you can say, oh, I'm going to email my list 2 times a week, but you don't do any of that, then it doesn't matter. So the exactly. most important thing is actually just doing it. So if you can only manage to go live once a week, then go live once a week and build it up from there.
Yes.
I think that that's so important.
I love that. And I absolutely agree.
Okay. I love that so much. Okay. So choose a consistency that you want to go live. Now, you did touch on the fact that deciding to do these live streams, you're telling us that live streams are super important and they're a great way to scale your business really quickly. But I know, because I've totally been there, is, oh my gosh, the live streams scare the crap out of me.
Yep.
So what would you say to people who are feeling that way? And they're like, okay, Luisa, I hear you, but that's just not for me. Like, I can't do this. What would you say to
yes.
them?
Yes. Okay. So first of all, I would say everybody feels that way. Nobody, well, very few. And I've basically never met anyone who said, oh my gosh, I can't wait to do a live stream. And in fact, my first few live streams, I was so nervous that I would have a brain freeze or something, that I would basically write out a lot of bullets for what I was going to say. And I would refer to my notes so often on my first few live streams, people would ask me, Luisa, do you know what you're talking about? Are you reading from a textbook or something? And I would have to hold up my notes and show people, no, guys, have you tried being on a live stream? It's hard, especially since I'm a big introvert. I had no camera experience. I wrote out what I was going to say to you so I wouldn't forget. And I mean, that's how I started. So what I would, yeah, right? Like, we all start from somewhere. And so what I would say is, this is one of those things where all the preparation in the world, to be honest, what's going to prepare you for showing up live in front of strangers? There's nothing I can think of. And so it's just one of those times where you have to say, all right, what's more important to me? Connecting with my audience, growing my business, and doing the things I want to do, or being scared. And when you put it into that perspective, it's, all right, well, I'll be scared and it might suck the first few times, but I'll get over it. And so you do it. And you do what you need to do in the first few. And if you want, I'd love to talk about the framework I used to do all of my live streams, essentially, in just a bit. But you do it, and then you get better.
Yeah, I love that. Yeah, we're definitely going to dive into your framework. And maybe this is something that we'll talk about, but I know as far as like when people choose, say like, okay, I'm going to do live streams, I'm committing to this. I feel like one of the biggest then, like if once they finally are like, okay, I'm actually going to do this, and they work up that courage to say, yes, I'm going to do this. The next thing is, what the heck do I talk about? So is that something that we go over in your framework, or is that something that you could share with us, like tips on how to actually come up with topics for your live stream? Because I know, like me personally, I'm like, how many times can I talk about this one topic? You know, like how many different ways?
Yeah.
Can I make? So do you have any tips for that?
Oh my gosh, I do. I have so many tips. I mean, the thing is, I mean, I'm my best example. I have been consistently doing videos, live streams, some version of this consistently for the past 5+ years. And I'm still going strong and thinking of new ways to talk about things every day. And the things I do to be able to do this, there are two main things. One of the things I like to do is I like to do themed kind of sprints where the videos or the live streams I do for maybe the next few weeks are all themed around a certain thing. And what that does is it allows me to think through, okay, what's another aspect of this theme I haven't shared before? So for example, I just ended a theme where I was talking about my productivity tips for building your business while in a job, while staying at home, while just with everything going on right now. And so, I mean, I've talked about this before over the years, but what I did specifically was I broke it down in a way that I hadn't done before. So this time I did one live stream dedicated to a question and answer session where people send in their questions and I answer them. I did another live stream where I talked about my speed mentality, how I think do things quickly and explain that whole mindset, which I hadn't done before. I did another live stream where I just said, hey, here's my philosophy. My philosophy is to just do it, but let me explain some more details. And again, I hadn't done that before. And so where I'm going with this example is you can see there's so many ways for you to talk about a certain topic with behind the scenes, with questions, with specific instances or examples or case studies that those things grow with you as you grow and do more of this. So that's one really big piece. The other thing that I do for my content, and this makes such a big difference, I share what has been going on as I've been going through the live stream. So what I mean by that is if a client asks me a question and it's on a topic I've talked about before, but not in that specific way, I will literally do a live stream answering that question. And, or if something happens in my business or my life that's relevant to what I talk about, I will do a live stream on that. And because we're constantly living our lives and new things are happening, you never run out of content when you base your content on those things.
Mm, I love that. Yeah. Like clients, I mean, even like messages that you get in your direct messages or Facebook Messenger or whatever you're using, take that question rather just answering it just for that one person, turn it into go live and actually answer it, because the chances are if one person's asking the question, then multiple people are wondering the same thing usually. So
exactly.
I love that. Okay, cool. So let's go ahead and then dive into your framework. Is this like a framework that we can follow? Like if we're going to do these live streams, this is like the framework that you use to actually deliver the live streams?
Yes,
exactly. Perfect. Okay, I'm excited. Yeah. Yeah. Let's awesome. Go ahead and dive into that then.
Okay, so the framework that I use is really simple, and there are a few reasons for this. The background context you have to keep in mind is, first of all, when you're doing a live stream, the majority of viewers will be watching the replay. And so what you want to do is you want to find the best combination of doing a live stream that connects you with your audience who is watching live, but also makes it easy for people who are watching the replay to feel like, okay, I'm not watching 10 minutes of you saying hi or waiting for people to join. And so what I do is right away at the beginning of the live stream, I jump into, hey guys, this is what we're going to talk about today. And then what I do is every live stream I do is always broken up into 3 to 5 steps, bullets, segments, sections, something where it's really, really easy to speak to, okay, here's this section, this step, we did it, we talked about it, here's a recap, and we're moving on. So that if someone is kind of fast forwarding through the video or they're joining randomly at a certain point in the replay or the live stream, it's easy for them to catch up. It doesn't feel like, oh my gosh, I missed the first half or however much of this video. And so now there's no point for me to watch it. So that is really key as well. So then what I'll do is I will go into, so I'll say, hey, here's the thing we're going to talk about. These are the 5 points or 3 points. And so I'll do a quick summary and then I'll go straight into the first point. And what I do is I'll share the first point, I'll share the detail, and then I'll do a recap. So that's point number one. This is what we just talked through. And another thing I do is I will just make sure I check in on comments at key stages so that the people who are commenting don't feel like they're getting left out and ignored, but people who are watching the replay don't feel like, okay, all I'm watching is this person randomly going off on tangents and talking to the commenters. So at each of those natural stopping points, hey, I'm going to talk about these 3 points. Hey, let me see comments who's on. Okay, I just talked about point number one. Let me see what comments are coming up. And so what that allows you to do is to really find that fine balance. And so I'll do that for however many segments or points that I'm talking about. And then at the end, I'll do a recap. Guys, let me know if you have any questions. While I'm waiting for questions to come up, I'm going to do a recap for whatever it is that I talked about. Then I'll do a recap. I'll check on the comments. If there are questions, we'll talk through them. If not, we'll end the live stream.
Okay. I love that. And you break it down into, it's just so simple, right? Like it's just, now a question for this then, like when we're, you're saying summary of the live stream, here's what we're going to talk about. Here's point one, point two, point three. How specific do you think that these topics need to be about? Like this is probably something where it's just a very, very specific question or topic where it just has like those three really finite points. Is there a distinction that you can give people between like the types of topics, I guess, or the types of questions?
Yeah, absolutely.
Hey friend, I'm going to interrupt this episode really quick to ask you an important question. Are you prioritizing list building in your business? So hear me out. Instagram and Facebook are great tools for connecting with your audience, but those social media platforms are rented land, which is why it is so important to get your audience off of those platforms and onto your email list where you can reach them whenever you want. And I want to introduce you to my favorite email marketing software that allows you to build your email list and connect with your audience whenever you want. And it is ConvertKit. So I've been using ConvertKit since 2016 after hopping around from one platform to the next. And I feel like I finally found my home. The thing I love most about ConvertKit is that they truly do it all. They listen to their members and they've created such a powerful platform for creators and coaches to grow an audience and connect with their subscribers. From pre-built landing pages and thank you pages to full-on sales funnels, it's the central hub for all of your list building. Because I love ConvertKit so much, I've created a done-for-you visual automation, which is ConvertKit's fancy term for marketing funnel, basically, and I'm giving you access to it for free. So if you are just getting started and want a done-for-you funnel template that you can literally pop straight into your ConvertKit account, then listen up. This visual automation includes every step you need to start collecting emails and selling your offers. Inside the visual automation, you'll find a landing page to start collecting leads from a lead magnet that you're promoting, and then also a new subscriber welcome sequence that onboards and nurtures your new subscribers towards becoming customers. Everything is already done for you, the landing page, thank you page, and all of the emails. I tell you exactly what to include on your landing page and what to send in each of those emails. So to get access to this free visual automation, just go to amandagenther.com/ConvertKit. That is ConvertKit. And if you're not a current ConvertKit user, no worries. So they have a brand new free plan that allows you to build unlimited landing pages so that you can start growing your list without spending a single dime. So it's a great way to test the waters before diving all in. So whether you are a ConvertKit user or not, you can get access to this done-for-you visual automation. Again, all you have to do is go to amandagenther.com/ConvertKit. All right, let's get back to the episode.
So what I usually do is I actually think about in terms of how long will it take me to explain this topic? And I use that to determine how in-depth to go. So what I mean is I usually try to keep my live streams around 20 or so minutes. I often do go over because I just have a lot of people who are commenting or asking questions, or I like to just give lots of examples. But I try to aim for about 20 minutes or so. So it's not too long. It's easier for people to watch. And so what that means is if I have three segments, what I'll try and do is say, okay, maybe each segment, if I take about 8 or 6 or 10 minutes, somewhere around there, then however much detail I can share and do justice to in 10 minutes, that's the scope of that step that I'll talk through. So for example, if I'm doing a high level live stream, and let's just use productivity as an example, because I just did these, where I'm talking about, all right, here is my general principles for how I manage my day. Principle number one is I have a really structured schedule, and that's something I can absolutely talk about and share the details in 10 minutes. But if I was going to do a topic or a live stream on, all right, let me get into all of the details of how I decide what to do, when to do it, and when to structure it into my day, my week, my month, then that might take me longer than 10 minutes to talk about. And so maybe I would do a separate live stream on just that, where then I would break out, all right, how I structure my month, how I structure my week, how I structure my day. And so that is just an example for how I think through it. And what it really comes down to is, look, what is the right scope that I can share within that 5 to 10 minutes per topic or per subsection of the live stream? And that's how I'll determine how in-depth I'll go.
That's so good. Thank you so much for breaking that down. So my next question then is, okay, we've done this live stream. Now, when it comes to doing these live streams, right, especially when you're doing them 3 times a week, that can take a lot of time as far as like prepping for the live stream, delivering the live stream. How do we actually then monetize these live streams? Are you telling people to do something at the end of the live streams, or are people just naturally doing it? Like, what does that look like? Because I know the biggest thing is like, we all fear we're just going to be like putting content out there, but it's not actually going to be like helping us profit in our business. So how do you actually monetize these live streams so that you can scale your business and make money from them?
Yes. Okay. So before I talk about that, I do want to address one thing you mentioned, which is preparing for the live stream. This is key because I know it's very easy, especially when you're starting out, to spend an hour or 30 minutes preparing for a 30-minute live stream. And so what I recommend at this point is what you want to do is be practicing getting ready for that live stream in 5 minutes, where if you write out beforehand the sections that I just talked through, that framework, what that gives you is, okay, now I know exactly what I'm going to talk about. It took me 3 to 5 minutes to write it out, and then I'm just going to go on and talk about it. And what that does is that having that framework also helps guide you in preparing faster for the live stream. So you should not be spending more than the time of the live stream plus maybe 3 to 5 minutes doing it, and that's it. So that's a really important side note. In terms of monetization, there are a few things that I do. So what I found is that, first of all, I mean, I'm all about the direct calls to action, but what I've seen over the years is that, honestly, if I'm putting out good content on the live stream, even if I don't have any call to action, I see engagement and I see sales go up. And I see inquiries come in about, hey, what can I buy from you? How can I work with you? Because I just saw your live stream. So that is a very tangible thing that comes from intangibly just doing the live stream. So that's one thing to be aware of. Now, of course, you don't want to just rely on that. And so what I do is I absolutely use my live streams to sell. And I don't wait until the end of the live stream because there's no guarantee anyone's going to or everyone is going to wait until the end of the live stream. And so what I do is if I have a call to action that day, which I don't always, I mean, for the last, I would say about 2 weeks, I've done daily weekday live streams and I didn't have a single thing to sell. I just wanted to show up and give a little bit more support and value with everything going on. So there's absolutely that. But when it's time to sell, what I'll do is every one of those sections, right? Or every other one, I will do a call to action. Hey, if you want to learn more about this, go and check out this product or this free PDF or free video or whatever it is that I put together for you or whatever that call to action is. It can be as simple as, hey, we just talked about point number two and that's so important because of this. Now, here's the thing. If you want me to help you with this and you'd like to talk about how I can help you with all of these points, you can go here to schedule a call with me to talk about if we're a good fit to work together. And so that language I just used, that's exactly the kind of language I would use to kind of just casually mention it throughout the live stream so that the people who are interested are able to go and check it out and they don't miss your call to action just because they don't necessarily stay on till the very end. And then what I'll do during that time frame is I'll also pop the link into the comments if applicable. And so it's just you're delivering great content and you're saying, hey, if you want more, here's how you can go get it.
Okay. I love that so much. I think it's so smart to make sure that you're like kind of seeding the call to action throughout the entire live stream. Because like you said, not everybody's going to stay on till the very end. Not everybody's going to be on at the very beginning. So even if you say it in the very beginning, then people who jump on halfway through would miss it. So I love, yeah, like saying, basically just saying like, hey, if you need more help with this, make sure you go do this. Or, hey, I've got a freebie on my site. You can go here to download it. I love that so much. So yes, I mean, I have got all of my questions answered. My next question, the question that I ask everybody whenever we're talking about really like just very specific tactics that they can use to grow their business is, what would you say would be the very first step that someone, you know, someone's listening to this episode right now and they're like, okay, I definitely want to try live streams for my business. What would you say would be their very first step that they would need to take right after listening to this episode?
Yeah. So the very first step is to figure out which platform you're going to start live streaming on. So the two that I recommend for the majority of business owners are Instagram and Facebook. And this depends on your business and where your audience is. So, I mean, this really comes down to knowing your audience, but I've seen, for example, that with a lot of career coaches, especially those who work with millennials, Instagram is a really great place to be talking to their audience. Health coaching, same thing, it's very visual. Instagram is a great place. For me personally, I prefer Facebook because that's where my audience is. And that's just, I mean, the format that I've always done well with and continue to love. And so it's about deciding, all right, which platform am I going to do live streams on? Mark it on your calendar. Start with maybe just one a week, like we talked about earlier. Setting a time, setting 3 to 5 minutes to map out that framework we just talked through, then going live on the live stream. And the beauty of this is that you don't need any additional software or equipment. You can absolutely get started with just your laptop or your cell phone. Use the native app for Facebook or Instagram. Just go to the live portion, click record, and you're off to the races.
Okay. I love that. And one thing I want to just point out too is, like, I love Instagram. That's where I'm at every single day. That's where my audience is. However, the one downside with Instagram live streams is that they disappear after 24 hours. So do you have any tips for people who are doing live streams on Instagram, how to really really capitalize on that live stream?
Yeah, absolutely.
Do you recommend then uploading it to IGTV, or like, what exactly do you recommend to really get as much out of that?
Yes, that's exactly what I was going to say. And that is a point that I forgot to mention earlier when you talked about, hey, how do you make the most of it? Once you do a live stream, don't just wait for people to find it, promote the heck out of it. Every live stream I do, I'm mentioning it in my email, or not everyone, because I do a lot, but as a lot of them, I'm mentioning them in my emails, I'm referencing them in my Instagram. Sometimes I talk about them on my YouTube channel. And so you want to be driving as much views to those as possible because you did something awesome and you want as many people to see it as possible. So with live streams on Instagram, absolutely download them, upload them to IGTV, do a post update about them. If you have an email list, email your list about them, all of those things for sure.
Love that. And the thing too that I love about IGTV is, if you are someone who does not have that coveted swipe up feature, I do not, and I'm longing for the day that I do, but you can always do a swipe up to an IGTV. So that's a really cool feature, is that even if you don't have it for everything else, you do have it for IGTV and you can send people straight over there. So that's a really cool feature. Okay, this has been so awesome. Can you please tell everybody where they can go? I know you have a free gift for us. What is that? And then where can they go to find that?
Yeah, so I have a really great PDF on the blueprint for building your own six-figure online coaching business, and which is really the best business model that I love and recommend to replace your job income and build a business in the relatively short amount of time. Of course, it's going to take time, but a relatively short amount of time. And so the place to get that PDF is luisajoe.com, LUISAZ as in zebra, HOU.com/gift.
Okay. And then where can everybody go to find you online and connect with you?
Yes. So all the places we were talking about, I do my live streams on my Facebook page, which is facebook.com/LuisaJoeLive. Let me spell my name really quickly. So it's L-U-I-S-A, yeah, Z as in zebra, H-O-U. So facebook.com/LuisaJoeLive. My Instagram is luisa.joe. And with that, with the gift PDF, those are all the best places to connect with me.
Okay, perfect. Thank you so much, Louisa, for showing up and just like breaking down live streams for us. This has been amazing, and I cannot wait to hear the takeaways that everybody who's listening has from this episode.
Oh my gosh. No, so my pleasure. Thanks so much for having me here.
Hey, I just wanted to say thank you really quick for sticking around and listening all the way till the end. If you need them, we've got all the links for this episode in the show notes, which you can find over at amandagenther.com/podcast. And if you really enjoyed today's conversation, make sure to subscribe to the show so that you get new episodes downloaded as soon as they come out. And if you're an Apple user, I'd really appreciate it if you took a few seconds to leave a quick rating or review. Your reviews tell iTunes that this is a podcast worth listening to, which can help me and my guests reach more people and in turn help more online businesses. So that's it for today. I'll be back soon with a brand new episode. But until then, it's time to get back to work and take some action.